I want to bring a message for you tonight in Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 37. This is very familiar passage of scripture. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 37, it says here, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let's pray. Lord, you're God who knows the end from the beginning. You are in control of everything. You know even every bit of our being. And I pray, Lord God, that your word will be lift up tonight. And I pray that you touch us. Lord, we need your touch from your word. I pray. And I pray, oh God, that your name be honored, be lift up. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The title of my message is, "When Things Seems Impossible." When things seems impossible. All of us, in some point of our lives, that we could say, "I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know which way to turn. What shall I do?" But there is a passage of the scripture that says here, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." You know the story about John and how he was born because of when his parents, Zacharias and Elizabeth, but they were in that age that can't have a child anymore because of their age. They were stricken in age, the Bible said. But one day, an angel came and said to them, "Fear not, fear not." And it says that one day Elizabeth will bear a son. And he told it to Zacharias. And what happened is that it became possible. I would like to tell to you tonight that Jesus is aware of our seemingly impossible situation.
That's right.
Jesus is aware of our seemingly impossible situation. It is impossible for Elizabeth, for her to have a child in her age. It is impossible. You know, for us, like Filipinos, when we are praying for visa, that's hard for us to get visa here in the United States. It is impossible, especially for my wife. Why? Because I know her. Her name is Irene, and her last name is Estrelloso. But when she's now trying to apply for her passport, she found out that her name is not Irene in her birth certificate, because in her birth certificate, it's very important, the documents when you get passports. And the birth certificate, it's not Irene, but her name is Baby Girl. Her name is Baby Girl. And there's no last name. How about that? How could you apply for a passport that you don't have a IDs with Baby Girl and no last names, and her name is Irene Estrelloso? But I would like to tell to you that she was here. And she came here in the United States. Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. We thought we can come here, but we can come back here in the United States. If you just know our situation, our circumstances, only I would like to tell to you that only God knows our hearts, and we know that He is aware of our seemingly impossible situation. Not only that, Jesus has planned in our seemingly impossible situation. Jesus has planned. When John was born and grown up, the Bible says in verse number 15, it says, "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Jesus has planned. It means in those impossible situations, God is trying to show that God is answering prayers for a long time, because He had planned, because John will be used to prepare the way of the Lord until they will know that there is Messiah that will come. That's the reason why in our seemingly impossible situation, there has always God's plan for that. I remember when my wife, she's from city, she's a city girl, and I am a county boy. I'm just a county boy. And I don't understand that before, but years comes. Now we started churches after churches for 15 years. Now I know what's the plan of God, because she's from city, and now we are starting another work in the city, in Pampanga. Maybe we just don't know yet, just early days or in front of us, but we will know it when the days comes. Even in our lives, sometimes we don't know what will be the outcome of our effort, of our sacrifice, why we are doing visitation, why we are doing winning souls, why we are keep serving the Lord, and it seems like no result. Well, just wait, because Jesus has planned in our seemingly impossible situation. There is a reason why you are hearing God's word tonight. There's a reason why you are here and knowing the plan of God. We don't know how God works in the hearts of Christians, of believers, on how God works in the hearts of His people. We don't know how God works in this church. We don't know. But He has planned in our seemingly impossible situation. Amen. And this you will understand, that Jesus has so many surprises, full of surprises in our seemingly impossible situation, and make them possible. He has many surprises. I never even expect that we could bring our daughter here in United States, because that's hard. When we try to apply for our oldest, she was denied for a visa. And then my wife said I will not go to the United States. That's hard to travel, especially our kids. When we left our home, said, "Well, if God's opened the door, let's just try one more time. If this is God's leading for us to start another work, let's just pray." "Okay," said, "I'll do it if my even just one daughter will have a visa. You know, God opened the door and Madeline got a visa. And when we come here, Madeline said, "Mommy," when we just outside, "Mommy, look at me. When I blow, there is a smoke." Well, her mom said, "You better get hurry." So maybe you may catch on fire. So we had a lot of fun traveling with her. But we had a lot of surprises. But I could tell surprises, and now we are going home and ready to go home. But and yet, I said, "Well, it's another month. Let's look up our record." I said, our support, our financial support is still 35% of we are raising. 35%. And you're so excited, Brother Posey. "Yes, I'm just trusting the Lord, living by faith." You have 35% and you're excited? Yes! Because that is what God had prepared for us. And I'm looking on our record. I said, how the project fund goes on our vehicle? Nothing! No income on the vehicle yet. And we are now going back to the Philippines. I said, "I believe with all my heart, Jesus is aware of everything. He has planned on it. And I believe that God has also, He's not only God that forgives. He's not only God that saves. God that makes many, gave many chances. But I believe with all my heart that God has full of surprises." Amen. He owns the world. He's the administrator of the universe. He knows the end from the beginning. He's on the throne. Whatever situation we are you sick? Just trust God. He knows what He is doing. He owns the cattle in the thousands of hills. I just believe on God's word. But this I close. Jesus will use this seemingly impossible circumstances to teach us, to grow us, and for us to be trained. One of Bible writers said, "When we come to God, for we don't know what to do, it is not weakness, but wisdom." When it seems impossible, there is verse, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Pastor.